Doctor's Orders by Deanna Ashford.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Black Lace books contain sexual fantasies. In real life, always practice safe sex. Chapter 1. Dr. Helen Dawson was the friendliest and most even-tempered senior registrar at St. Matthew's Hospital, a crumbling NHS edifice situated in a run-down area of London, close to the Docklands development. It was most unusual to see her in a bad mood, and the two nurses, gossiping outside the entrance to Laburnum Ward, looked up in amazement as Dr. Dawson strode past them, her full lips set in a tight, angry line. Helen Dawson was far too involved in her own problems to even notice the surprised glances from the various members of staff she passed as she marched determinedly up the stairs to the second floor. One of Helen's decisions regarding a patient's treatment had been overruled by Professor Max Fenton, the senior consultant in charge of her department. It wasn't the first time Max Fenton had done this to her, and she intended to get this matter sorted out once and for all. Max Fenton's office was in the West Wing, located in the Byron Suite, the private part of the hospital. Soon, the scuffed linoleum floors and peeling cream paint disappeared, to be replaced by thick grey carpet, pink wallpaper and soft lighting. Helen usually noticed the difference, frustrated by the constant lack of adequate funding in the NHS. But today, she wasn't conscious of the change in her surroundings as she strode past the office of Professor...